Jim Field. In high school volleyball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood defeating Creston 3-2. Lewis Central down Red Oak 3-2. And Clarinda top Shenandoah 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament in the semifinals, it was Missouri Valley advancing to the championship with a 3-1 win over Trainer, while Tri-Center moved on with a 3-0 win over Underwood. In Rolling Hills Conference volleyball last night, it was Iowa Christian Academy topping Exira EHK 3-0. Walnut, a 3-sweep over Adair Casey. Ankeny Christian Academy beating Peyton Sherdan 3-0, while Glidden Ralston beat East Green in 3 straight games. In the Pride of Iowa Conference volleyball tournament in the semis, Bedford beat I-35 3-2, and East Union beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. Consolation final saw I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 3-1, and the title match saw Bedford pick up the championship with a 3-1 win over East Union. Also around the area last night in volleyball, it was Arweva beating Woodbine 3-0. Boyer Valley over West Harrison 3-0. Guthrie Center beat Van Meter 3-1. IKM Manning topping Charter Oak Ute 3-0. Villisca beat Essex 3-1. Stanton over Fremont Mills 3-0. Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 3-1, while Panorama topped Ogden 3-2. Well, the Detroit Tigers were able to avoid a 3-0 deficit in the American League Championship Series last night as Doug Pfister pitched into the eighth inning, and the Tigers tied a team postseason record by belting 3 home runs in a 5-2 triumph over the Texas Rangers. Pfister settled down after allowing a run and 3 straight singles to open the game. He gave up 2 runs and 7 hits in 7 1/3 innings to win his 2nd consecutive postseason start. Victor Martinez, Johnny Peralta, and Miguel Cabrera each hit solo shots while the Tigers were building a 5-1 lead. Cabrera also put Detroit ahead to stay with an RBI double in the 5th and made a diving stop at first base to rob Adrian Beltre of a possible RBI double in the 9th. Losing pitcher Colby Lewis was pulled with 2 out in the 6th inning and charged with 4 runs and 8 hits. Ian Kinsler scored the Rangers' first run on Josh Hamilton's single before contributing an RBI grounder, but Texas managed just 5 hits off Pfister and the Detroit bullpen after Hamilton's run-scoring single in the 1st. A Game 4 is set for today in Detroit, where Rick Porcello will start for the Tigers against Matt Harrison. Tigers outfielder Delman Young was scratched from the starting lineup before the game last night. Detroit had initially left Young off its ALCS roster because of what was then described as a left oblique injury that he aggravated in the AL Division Series against the Yankees. Further tests showed that might not be the real issue. Detroit was already playing without Maglio Ordonez and Brennan Bosch, and they finished Tuesday's game without Martinez. Manager Jim Leland said after the game he didn't think Martinez's injury was serious. Well, the NLCS resumes today in St. Louis, where the Cardinals will host the Brewers after the two teams split the first 2 games at Milwaukee. Giovanni Gallardo will be Milwaukee's Game 3 starting pitcher against Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on the radio. 6:10 is the pregame start time. 7:05 is set for the first pitch tonight at Busch Stadium. Well, the Boston Red Sox are about to lose their general manager. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Theo Epstein is likely to join the Chicago Cubs within the next 48 hours. The Cubs fired general manager Jim Hendry 2 months ago and have been pursuing Epstein, who just finished his 9th season with the Red Sox. The Sox missed the playoffs following a record collapse, going 7-20 in September. Boston, who won 2 World Series under Epstein after going 86 years without a title, he would join a Cubs franchise that's not won a World Series in 103 years. In college football news, Iowa used to own Penn State, and that streak's over after Saturday's 13-3 loss to the Nittany Lions, and now the Hawkeyes square off against Northwestern, the team that owns them. The Wildcats will try to win their 4th consecutive game against Iowa on Saturday. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says Northwestern has simply outplayed the Hawkeyes the past 3 games. The Hawkeyes have more pressing concerns than revenge. Iowa gained just 253 yards last Saturday, moved inside Penn State's 20-yard line just once, and turned the ball over 3 times in the 4th quarter. We'll have that Iowa-Northwestern game for you live Saturday. It's a night contest. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. We're on the air at 4 o'clock with the pregame show on Saturday. Interim Big 12 Commissioner Chuck Nynas says the league is set with 10 teams for the 2012 season with the addition of TCU, even though Missouri is exploring a possible departure. Nynas says if Missouri decides to go to another conference, it wouldn't be for the 2012 season. Missouri is investigating whether to join the Southeastern Conference, though the school has not ruled out remaining in the Big 12. TCU accepted an invitation this week to join the Big 12. The Horned Frogs will replace Texas A&M when the Aggies leave for the SEC next July. Nynas also said there's no consensus right now among Big 12 members on having 10 or 12 schools. He says they can't address that until Missouri makes their decision. Central Florida coach George O'Leary says he's hearing from friends around college football with no ties to UCF that everything's in place for the Knights to soon be invited to join the Big East Conference. Big East schools gave a go-ahead Monday for the conference to expand to as many as 12 teams for football, a move that could also involve adding six members. Also in college football, South Carolina quarterback Stephen Garcia has been dismissed from the team for failing an alcohol test. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. The person told the AP that Garcia had agreed to undergo periodic testing for the presence of any alcohol as a condition of his reinstatement. Athletic director Eric Hyman would only say that Garcia was released after the fifth-year senior failed to meet agreed-upon guidelines. Clemson quarterback Taj Boyd says he's been cleared to practice with a strained hip that he injured against Boston College last weekend. Boyd sat out Monday's workout as he recovered from the hard hit by Eagles defensive end Max Holloway early in the third quarter. Coach Dabo Swinney says Boyd will get all the work with the starters before the 8th-ranked Tigers put their 6-0 record on the line against Maryland this Saturday. Texas Tech junior running back Eric Stevens is out for the season after dislocating his left knee in last weekend's 45-40 loss to Texas A&M. Stevens was averaging 114 yards per game, accounting for 570 on 109 carries through five games. In NFL news, a local panel in Minnesota has decided not to call a referendum on a proposed sales tax hike to pay for a new Vikings stadium. The vote Tuesday night by Ramsey County's Charter Commission clears an obstacle for the Vikings' plan for a $1 billion stadium in Arden Hills. Just six members of the county's Charter Commission supported the countywide tax referendum, with 10 opposing it. County residents testified by about a 2-to-1 margin against the tax hike at a public hearing that preceded the decision. The Vikings had complained that putting the half-cent tax hike before voters would delay the project by 2 years and add at least $110 million to the stadium proposal. The Vikings also have noted that the Twins got money from a Hennepin County sales tax for Target Field without a referendum. The NFL has set a date for the first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold weather city. The league announced at the owners' meetings Tuesday that the game will take place February 2nd of 2014 at the New Jersey Meadowlands. The NFL had discussed the possibility of holding it February 9th, but the earlier day assures the Super Bowl would not conflict with the 2014 Winter Olympics in Russia. The owners also awarded the 2015 Super Bowl to the Phoenix area, which beat out Tampa. It'll be the third time the region hosts the game, which will be played in Glendale, Arizona. Next year's game is in Indianapolis, followed by New Orleans in 2013 and New York, New Jersey in 2014. The owners have also announced that the NFL will play regular season games in Britain through 2016. Team owners approved a resolution Tuesday at their fall meetings, with the number of games per year potentially increasing. No venues, dates, or teams have been decided. Also in the NFL, Tim Tebow will get his first NFL start when Denver takes on the Miami Dolphins on October 23rd. Tebow replaces Kyle Orton, who has struggled this season as the Broncos have only won once in five games. Tebow will have a bye week to work with the first unit before taking the snaps against the Dolphins. Tebow nearly led the Broncos back from a late 16-point deficit in Sunday's loss to San Diego after replacing Orton at halftime. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the New York Jets have agreed to trade wide receiver Derek Mason to the Houston Texans for an undisclosed draft pick. Mason was signed by the Jets last summer and saw his playing time diminished in Sunday's loss at New England. Browns defensive end Marcus Bernard is facing two charges after crashing his motorcycle following practice in suburban Cleveland on Monday. Bernard remained hospitalized Tuesday after breaking his hand when he slammed his three-wheel motorcycle into a guardrail. Brooklyn Police Sergeant Scott Milkey said Bernard has been charged with driving under suspension and reckless operation. Tampa Bay Buccaneers safety Tanard Jackson has been reinstated to the NFL after being suspended more than a year for violating the league's substance abuse policy. The Buccaneers say the fifth-year pro has been placed on the exempt commissioner's permission list, which means the Bucs will have up to 2 weeks to activate him to the 53-man roster. Also, New York Giants defensive tackle Jimmy Kennedy has received a four-game suspension. He violated the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson surprised many when he was granted permission by athletic director Troy Dannon in May to talk with Texas A&M about their basketball vacancy. Nothing came of it, though, as Texas A&M hired Billy Kennedy, and Jacobson pledged his commitment to Northern Iowa. Jacobson said Tuesday that the support he has received from the community and the school and the relationships that he's built with his players helped to sway his mind to stay. Jacobson says the decision was easier than he thought it would be because he's got such a good thing going at Northern Iowa. So Jacobson's back at the place where he never left, trying to build a team that can contend for the Missouri Valley Conference title after they folded down the stretch last season. Notre Dame forward Tim Abromaitis will miss the first four games of the regular season because of a misunderstanding over an NCAA rule. The 6'8" senior was the team's second leading scorer last year at 16.1 points per game. The problem dates to his sophomore year when he played in two exhibition games at the beginning of the 08-09 season. The Irish then sat him for the rest of the exhibition season to preserve an extra year of eligibility. But the NCAA only allows that for freshmen, so Abromaitis technically used a season of eligibility when he participated in those two exhibition games. The school appealed to the NCAA, and Abromaitis was granted a fifth year of eligibility as long as he sits out the first four regular season games. And the National Hockey League, just two games on the ice last night. It was Pittsburgh beating Florida 4-2, and in a shootout, Ottawa 4-3 winners over Minnesota. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.